Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. At Hebrews chapter 6, the writer reflects upon the need men have realized to be assured of the truth of any testimony dealing with important things. At verses 16 through 18, God is shown to be even more willing than man to confirm the truth of his testimony concerning eternal and spiritual matters. At Titus, the third chapter, the theme of confirmed and certified truth is continued. At verse 8, Paul introduces what he is about to write as being a faithful saying, because we're taught with that not to doubt the wisdom about to be imparted. Paul adds that it should be affirmed constantly. Many times we resent having things repeated to us often. As Paul here advises, we should be subject to repetition of truth. However, things of no relative importance are invited into our ears on a daily basis, such as music, and we listen to our favorite numbers over and over. Certainly, we should desire the repeating of the truth that makes us free. What Paul here says should be affirmed constantly is that they which believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. To be sure, this admonition seems simple enough. I, for one, am not surprised to realize that Christians should manifest their dedication with good works. However, perhaps the strength of emphasis should be placed not on the works, but on the adjective good. You see, brethren have been known to maintain works which were not necessarily good for the church or the Lord's cause. Revelation chapter 3 shows this to have been true about the church at Laodicea. At verses 14 through 19, Jesus himself revealed knowledge of the works of the church there, so we know the brethren were not idle. However, Jesus described the Laodiceans as being lukewarm about what they did, that is, not zealous about their efforts. Additional comments made them appear overconfident about the success and worth of what they had done. Thus, Paul's plea not just for works, but for good works, becomes clearer and more appreciated. As he wrote concerning this true ideal, these things are good and profitable unto men, and to be affirmed constantly, so that we forget them not. May God bless you, and have a great day.